Today, a deadly, yes, deadly insurrection has taken place as democracy hangs on by a thread. The verdict is in on whether Joe Biden will be charged in his classified documents case. You'll never guess what the result is. And Gen Z is now on Team Osama bin Laden. We've got all of that and more coming up, but it all starts right now. Welcome to the news and why it matters. I am Sarah Gonzalez, and today is my Friday because I'm not going to be here tomorrow. So we'll be back Monday, but I am joined today. It's been a long time since my friend Alex Stein has been on the show. Of course, big time, prime time with Alex Stein, Blaze TV host now, so doesn't have time for the little people anymore. But thankfully, he indulged a little bit, and he's you got to give back to the peasants every now and then.
Well, as you're very well aware of, I would not have a show or have ever gotten a contributorship if it wasn't for you, Sarah. So, you created this monster.
Monster.
So, yeah, now you have to deal with it.
Well, hold on. I don't take any ownership for anything Alex Stein does.
All Sarah.
Also joined by Jason Buttrell, chief researcher of the Glenn Beck program. So I don't know if you guys had heard, is like, the worst day in democracy.
Part two.
Yes, actually. So lawmakers were evacuated from the Democratic National Committee headquarters and House office buildings locked down overnight after a large group of pro-Palestine protesters clashed with Capitol Police. So the DNC was holding a candidate event at the time. Hakeem Jeffries was there, who's obviously one, he's a high level lawmaker on the left. Several of them were there. And I want to play this clip of Capitol Police pulling apart the mob of protesters just trying to get into the DNC headquarters. Here's some of that. Yes, because they've been asked to leave. It's weird because the guy who's filming seems very upset that people are getting thrown down the stairs, but I bet I can guarantee he didn't have that same energy when it was people, the shaman being ushered into the Capitol on a guided tour. And I'm sure he had hoped that the shaman, what is his name? Jake Chansley, thank you. I'm sure that no tears over Jake Chansley's time in federal prison. Now, I want to play one more just to give you an idea, a good sense of just the type of person that was there at that event breaking the law. Here is one of the crazy protesters explaining why they're there. Watch.
Inside the Democratic Party headquarters because this party claims to be on the side of life and peace and equality, and we're saying that we want them to live up to their values and oppose this horrific war and call for a ceasefire now. And we're being responded to by the police shoving anti-war activists down the stairs, shoving peaceful protesters back with their bikes. And because our party that 80% of us want a ceasefire, would rather beat up protesters.
Hold on, should we continue? One second.
The guy said, hold on, better content available. Oh my gosh.
What is up with white chicks, man?
There is something in white chick's water. I can say that because they are all crazy. Did you see her eyes?
Ridiculous.
No, she's fired up.
She was on something.
Adrenaline. But, you know, unironically, Sarah, I love this because, you know, I like to call out hypocrisy. And now it was just a short while ago where Kanye West was saying all the same stuff as these people and he lost his job. And I'm not trying to...
That's a great point.
I'm just saying Kanye West is literally saying all the same things these people are saying. And then I think it was the host for MSNBC, Mehdi, lost his job. So it's just very funny how the narrative has changed in the liberal Democratic Party. Now they're anti-Semitic. So I kind of like it because they're going to tear themselves apart from within, kind of like the Daily Wire is doing.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, well, it's okay whenever, if it's at a rally and there's a bunch of us saying it at once, it's okay. But if you go out in public by yourself and say it, somehow you get canceled, which I'm just saying, just pick a lane and stay in that lane. Yeah, if you want to be openly anti-Semitic and have the whatever consequences happen, go right on ahead, but pick a lane and stay there.
Yeah, and I'm not co-signing anything that Kanye said. I'm just saying it's just very hypocritical that not that long ago,
the way that they're treated.
He was the devil for saying all of this anti-Israel stuff, and then now it's literally their whole entire party is anti-Semitic. So I don't like the anti-Semitism, but to be honest, I do like that they're eating each other alive.
I also love that that girl said it's supposed to be the party of life, peace, and equality. I'm like, you think the Democrat Party is the party of life? The party that's trying to pressure you, to talk you into, to coerce you into killing your baby in the womb, that's the party of life? That seems weird.
What's the crazy thing is I don't even think any of them, have you been to any of these?
I have, yeah, I've been to a bunch, actually, I've been to two so far.
But they were tame, weren't they?
Well, the one in New York was really
Right,
the one in New York was kind of weird, but you know, listen, the Palestinians have complaints, the Israelis have complaints, but at the same time, Palestinians throw people off roofs for being homosexual. So they're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. Everybody's a hypocrite.
And I'd say if you're throwing people off roofs, you're not perfect.
No, yes. For sure. Yes. I mean, that's an understatement, but I just like exposing all this because let's be real. I think, you know, Candace got in trouble for it, and then Tucker agreed with her that this is somewhere 7,000 miles away that we're going to spend all of our resources on when we have so many problems here in America that we're just ignoring. So
I just don't think every time I've seen people like you that would go in and actually like ask them questions, ask them why, most of them can't even explain why. I was watching this TikTok. Did I talk about this yesterday? Maybe I didn't. There was a TikTok the other day where a guy went up and was like, it was some, I don't know, I think she had LGBTQ whatever for Palestine or something ridiculous like that. And he was like, she was screaming from the river to the sea. And he was like, do you know what that means? And she's like, yeah, it means Palestine will be free. And he's like, well, yeah, but what river are you talking about? What sea and what river? And then she stopped and just looked at him with this glazed look over her face. And she goes, it doesn't matter. She goes, I don't know. And he's like, why are you even out here if you don't even know what you're protesting? I don't think, none of them, I don't think even know what they're protesting. They don't know that Hamas is a terror group.
No.
They don't.
There was one that I played on the show that was, it was two chicks. Now, it was in the UK, so it wasn't here. But still, they're all just as stupid here. Don't worry. And they asked if they would condemn the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. And the two girls were like, I don't think there was one. Was there? And he looked at the other one and they were like, was there an... No, I don't think there wasn't. Oh, I haven't heard about that. And so one of the she's literally holding a sign. She is holding a sign she created, or at least someone else created for her, at the rally. And she's like, yeah, I mean, I guess I need to study up on, you know, the history. I just don't really know much about it. And it's like, honey, why are you out here? You don't even know what led to this. Why are you here?
And why are they protesting, period? Like, why are they linking arms and blocking the deal? They think that's going to somehow stop the war between Israel and Hamas?
Yes, which, by the way, they're very anti-war when it comes to Israel and Hamas, but very pro-war when it comes to Ukraine, which is also very strange.
Well, it's so great that you mentioned Ukraine, because Joe Rogan just had on The Rock, and you guys have heard about how The Rock is potentially going to run for president. The Rock, I'm not saying that I'm a political expert by any means, but he didn't even know that Vladimir Zelensky used to be an actor, didn't know that he used to be a comedian, had no idea of how much money that we've given them. Joe Rogan's like, we've given him an extra $6 billion, an extra $100 billion. He's like, really, really? So my point is, I mean, he literally, everybody should go watch the clip, but there's a bunch of clips. I think Greg Price had a great clip on his Twitter. Kind of you're like, The Rock doesn't know anything about politics. Like, he doesn't know, you know, the geopolitical nature of all the money that we're giving. He doesn't understand the military-industrial complex. The fact that Joe Rogan made a good point that it would cost $7 billion to repair all the homes in Maui, or Hawaii, excuse me, and they just gave an extra $7 billion to the Ukraine instead of spending it on Americans that need it. So my point is, Nobody has any idea what's going on. You ask somebody who's Kamala Harris on the street, they'd probably be like, who? So we're just all idiots. I hate to admit it, but we're literally living in the movie Idiocracy, and that's my whole overarching point is that, watch, The Rock's going to be president, and he doesn't even know that Ukraine is getting, you know, $100 billion in money so they can launder it and, you know, get rich on their own.
Crazy thing, when I was bodyguarding in Los Angeles, I went to a few different Republican fundraisers for some candidates, and he would show up to those. He was very common at those. So yeah. It was
really?
It was a secret that was not such a secret even back then that he was gearing up for it.
Yeah. Well, and I think he said in that podcast, I didn't see it on this particular clip, that he's been asked by both sides to run, the Democrats and the Republicans.
I did see that article. I'm like, not sure that.
How
I
dumb
that.
Are we? Literally with The Rock. I mean, give me a break. At least Stone Cold Steve Austin.
What was the President Camacho?
Yes, that's literally the Idiocracy, a movie where a professional wrestler, because he would slam people in the ring, and he's a part of the Fast and Furious franchise, is going to be the one that leads us into the next. Into the future.
If that's true, I mean, we kind of deserve what we get at that point. Sometimes I do think that often. I'm like, we kind of deserve this, honestly. Not us, but the general, you know, but not you if you're watching this program, but there's just so many Americans who are just asleep at the wheel. They're not paying attention.
Yeah.
They're not engaged. They don't even know what the primary voting process is like. I mean, I can't tell you how many people, I know I'm derailing a little bit, but it's my show, so I will. I can't tell you how many people who, when Chad Prather was running for governor, kept saying, oh, you're going to split the vote and Beto's going to be elected. A Democrat's going to get in. It's like, guys.
It's a primary.
Yes, it's a primary. Please learn, please. And then it's like, you know, I mean, maybe we do deserve this. If our own citizens are not willing to get engaged and learn how the process works and learn about the candidates and inform themselves, what are we doing here?
There should be. I was just having this conversation with some friends just today, actually, and they're...
You have friends?
Right? I know, it's crazy. But there should be some kind of civics test, I
think. Yes! I agree.
Instead, they're trying... But the people that are trying to push for, like, 15-year-olds or 16-year-olds or whatever to be able to vote, they don't want them to be more informed.
Right.
They want them to be as less informed as possible so they can tell them what to do.
Yeah.
Well, and then the last thing, did you see Chip Roy? You know, he was, pontificating at Congress, like, what one tangible thing can I go to my constituents? And he's right. Like, they don't have one tangible thing they can say, you know, we got this accomplished. We're heading in the right direction. Not one.
No. Well, going back to voting really quick, and then I want to, after we get back, while we're on this subject, I want to talk about these insufferable TikTokers making videos on the matter, thinking that they know what they're talking about. But can you imagine if we were a country where they had compulsory voting and it was just mandatory to vote? Like, we think that this is a disaster now. Imagine that even people who are just like, I just want to sit on my couch. I literally don't care. And they were like, nope, you're going to go to jail if you don't vote. You think it's bad now.
It'd be really bad.
It could always be worse, is my point.
I always vote. I would not vote if they tried to make me.
Yeah, that's a good point.
There'd be a lot of people.
I'm going to jail.
Yeah. Like, screw the
fake me.
No way.
Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and take a quick break. We'll be back with more. But we want to thank our sponsor first, Eden Pure. So usually when Alex is on set, I have to plug in the Eden Pure.
Yes.
Just to get rid of the stench. But I don't have it today. So you may notice us a little bit more. I'm kidding, obviously.
No, she's not. She's not kidding, Eden Pure. We need this machine. I have a lot of cats.
Well, he does have a lot of cats. But I have probably half the cats that Alex has.
I think you have one fourth, but it's not.
Sorry, I have a quarter of the cats that Alex has. But the point is that with cats come litter boxes. And cats are amazing, but litter boxes are not. And so we have the litter box. We have a diaper bin. We've got lots of places where you could go. If you're not careful, your whole house could stink, but it doesn't because we use their Thunderstorm air purifier, which starts working in seconds to clear the room of any odor. And it's not there's no filters. So you don't have to like remove it and make sure you have a new one. It's just an adjustable dial and you're never going to have to use a filter to replace it. They've sold a ton. And I know a lot of them are from you guys with all of these 5-star reviews. My review is also 5 stars because the Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier keeps my house smelling fresh and clean. So make sure that you go to EdenPureDeals.com. You can save $200 right now on 3 Thunderstorms for whole home protection. That is 3 units for under $200 over at EdenPureDeals.com. Enter discount code Sarah over at EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code Sarah. So So we all know that TikTok is just like, just the worst. Just like a scourge on this whole entire, it's the worst. It's like a curse from Satan, probably. But the latest on TikTok is that I guess they've now discovered a letter that was written by Osama bin Laden after 2011 explaining why 9/11 was carried out. Now, I know where you're going to go.
You don't. But
I don't? Okay. Yeah. All right.
I don't know 100%.
But I want to play. Actually, let me read some of this letter here. Yeah, so I'm not going to read all of it. But it's very, he says, why are we fighting and opposing you? Why are we calling you to, and what do we want from you? Because you attacked us and continue to attack us. You attacked us in Palestine. But he really, he goes on to talk about the Jews. And he's like, the Jews control everything. I don't think I have this in my notes, but it's like the Jews control everything. Here he says, your former president warned you previously about the devastating Jewish control of capital and about a day that would come when it would enslave you. It has happened. Your current president warns you now about the enormity of capital control, and it has a cycle whereby it devours humanity when it is devoid of the precepts of God's law, which of course is Sharia, he says. But it's definitely anti-Semitic, okay? And I want to play this montage. I'm just going to warn you. I just watched this earlier, and I literally was like, I just want to jump off a bridge after watching this. These people are so stupid. But I had to see it, so now you do too. Watch.
This morning I read Letter to America, which is Osama bin Laden's letter to America explaining why he attacked Americans. And I am ashamed to say that I not only have never read this letter, but I didn't even know this letter existed. It's wild, and everyone should read it. If you haven't read it yet, read it. However, be forewarned that this has left me very disillusioned.
Oh, no.
And I feel the same exact way I felt when I was deconstructing Christianity. I feel a little bit just confused, like I have entered into another timeline. What is this? And yeah, so go read it. Mm-hmm.
So I just read A Letter to America, and I will never look at life the same. I will never look at this country the same. I will never, please read it. And if you have read it, let me know if you are also going through an existential crisis in this very moment.
And actually, before you even read the letter, I did want to mention, in reading the letter, I could only think of this tweet that I saw the other day. Under settler colonialism, any kind of resistance is branded as terrorist because the only acceptable violence is violence by the occupier.
So this is insane. I just read Osama bin Laden's letter to America, which I will be going through right here, but it's actually so mind to me that terrorism has been sold as this idea to the American people, and honestly, just so many Western inhabitants within certain nations, that this group of people, this random group of people, just suddenly wakes up one day and just hates you, just wants you dead, wants you gone, and this is all because
it's their religion.
That like, that is the root of terrorism. It doesn't make sense. They just hate your nation. But reading this letter, it becomes apparent to me that the actions of 9/11 and those acts committed against the USA and its people were all just the buildup of our government failing other nations.
The way this letter is going viral right now is giving me the greatest sense of relief. If you're Muslim and you've lived in the US since 9/11, you know more truth than the typical citizen. Now it's all coming to light because of Palestine.
Jason's laughing. I just want to end it all. I just want to end it all. This is...
She's joking, YouTube terms of service.
Saying I want to end the show. Yeah, okay, that's what I'm saying. Yes, I just want to end it all and walk off set and just shut everything down and go home, obviously, is what I meant. It's just so, there are so many things that I would like to address. The first of which is like, God, can you believe that heartfelt message from Osama bin Laden that couldn't possibly have been propaganda, right? He couldn't possibly have been trying to brainwash anyone or manipulate any details or anything. When would a terrorist ever do that? as if like what he had written was just so heartfelt and clearly unbiased, coming from what, a place of warmth, I guess? I'm not quite sure. But then again, there are these young Americans who are just dumb enough to just eat it right up and be like, well, maybe we should have been on Team Osama bin Laden after all.
What's crazy to me is the Muslim. Well, it's all crazy to me, but the Muslim that is like, oh, finally, now you guys get it. Once you read, you know, the king of terrorists, you know, his letter, you know, explaining why he is a terrorist.
Right.
But for since 2001 and even before then, Muslims have been, you know, furiously trying to say, look, they're not part of our religion.
Right.
Like, this is a radical offshoot, you know, like, this is, we're the religion of peace.
Yes.
That's what they kept saying.
Yes.
But now, and so, and the entire left was getting on that, too. They made that their new civil rights, you know, jihad, for the, you know, sorry for the word, but they made that. So they were like, oh, let's bring the Muslims in under this, you know, new civil rights, you know, era. But now they're flipping and saying, no, the terrorism is good. And this is how we justify it. By all means, continue along that line. Mm-hmm. Because you're already fracturing your party along those lines.
Yeah, they are. I want to play one more, Alex, here. Just I'll go ahead and describe it because I know we can't play the music. But there's another one. With those of you who are listening, it says, me when I got the news in 2011 that we got him. And she's cheering. And then it says, 2023, reading his letter to America, knowing he was right. Mm. And then she's shaking her head. Head and hands shaking her head. I mean, it's hard to fathom that this is really what we're living in 2023.
Well, you know, they told us, they told us that the reason that the terrorists attacked us on 9/11 is because they didn't like our Western culture and that it was haram because, you know, women wore short skirts. But that's not the reason they attacked us. They attacked us because America is Israel's biggest ally and Osama bin Laden hates Israel. I mean, that may be an oversimplification, but I think that's just the cold, hard facts. And when it comes to stuff like this, now everybody cheerleading for Osama bin Laden. I mean, these people are sick. Osama bin Laden encouraged suicide bombers. I mean, he encouraged some of the most repugnant behavior that you could ever have. So he's definitely not a hero. These people are just so desperate to find a hero because nobody's really siding with him. All of the normal people that would be on these people's sides, like the mainstream media, is not on it in this instance. So I think that's why somehow through this Chinese social media app of TikTok, now Osama bin Laden is a hero, and she's going to feel the same way in 10 years when she looks back at this, and that went viral. She's going to feel even more sick when she knows the real truth.
Everything he said, pretty much everything that Osama bin Laden said in that letter was a complete lie. Like, they are not attacking us because we attacked them.
Mm-hmm.
Are you
saying that the terrorist wasn't he wasn't writing some heartfelt, true
not
essay?
Exactly truthful, right?
Really?
I know, it's a shock.
Wow.
Osama bin Laden first warned the Saudis back when during the first Gulf War, and they said if, you know, U.S. forces are ever stationed in Saudi Arabia, his home country, that he would embark on this, you know, life of jihad, basically. So we did. And then Al-Qaeda pretty much became what they became after that. But it was only, I mean, and I probably if you would have asked 100% of them back in the day if we should have helped Kuwait in the first Gulf War, they probably said, yeah. Ask 90% of them later, should we, you know, go into Iraq, you know, and look for those weapons of mass destruction, which we won't talk about that. But they probably would have agreed with that as well. Mm. I don't know, it's such a weird shift.
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about it on this show before, but the left used to be the hippies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They used to be the anti-war, which I guess they weren't anti-war against Ukraine, but now they're anti-war for Israel. I don't know. It's I'm getting
they're
kind
having
of
an identity crisis.
They are having an identity crisis, but suddenly they love the government. They love the government to come into their lives. They love it when the government tells them to get a vaccine, and they love it when they go to war with certain countries. I don't understand. Like, what is the ideology? I don't know.
I mean, same could be said for our own party too, in certain circumstances too.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, we're seeing a.
It's just kind of a, you know, worshiping a, you know, it's a cult of personality, I guess.
Statism.
Rather than
we're moving towards statism.
Yeah, rather than the actual ideals and policies and values.
Every time it swings so rapidly towards one side or the other, you're going to see statism on both sides, and the statists that we have in our own party, I think I said this yesterday, sound exactly like progressives now. Exactly. You could take an issue. Let's say like, oh, should social media companies just have to be forced to give over their algorithms? Should they be forced into having, you know, their anonymity?
Nikki Haley.
Haley.
So, but a status on the right would say, Yeah, yeah. I agree with that.
Exactly.
A progressive on the left, like, brother, let's exactly. We're arm in arm.
Exactly, exactly.
And the majority of us fall in between that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, I'll say exactly one more time. I just said it about 10. We got to take a break. We'll be back. But we want to thank our sponsor, Relief Factor. So Relief Factor is there for those of you who, you know, maybe got knee pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, whatever the case may be. A bunch of us here at Blaze have tried Relief Factor, including myself, including Jason Buttrell, who was in the military. And he did a lot of, like, running on concrete, on pavement that just tore up your knees.
A 100-pound pack. Yeah, my knees were shredded. Well, I didn't feel it then, but I felt it after I turned 40.
Yeah.
And I thought it was over, but I took a Relief Factor, and I think it was less than 2 weeks, and I was already back to running 3 miles.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, I'm a believer.
It really is. It's amazing. Yaku Buyens, who's frequently on the show, he sent some to his mom, and she started seeing results in just a couple days. So if you are in pain, try Relief Factor, okay? It actually targets the inflammation in your body, which oftentimes that's the root cause of your pain. So it's not gonna be something that's a Band-Aid that's just gonna mask it and cover it for a certain amount of time and then you're gonna be in pain again. It's actually going to address the root cause. And if you get this 3-week quick start, you are going to know by the end of that quick start pack whether or not it's gonna work for you, but 70% of the people reorder it. So it's working for that many people. The odds are in your favor. It's gonna work for you. You can go get that quick start at relieffactor.com. That is relieffactor.com. All right, so special counsel Robert Herr is not expected to charge anyone in connection with the mishandling of classified documents at the two locations connected to, of course, Joe Biden, which I didn't hear any of you, I didn't hear any gasping at the table. You guys didn't.
Wow. Ooh. That is a shocker.
Ooh.
I mean, never expected.
What? They're not charging Joe Biden. They want to throw Donald Trump in prison for the rest of his life, but they're not charging Joe Biden on the same thing, which, by the way, remember, let's go back a little bit. There was a report that came out that Joe Biden's team knew about the classified documents before they raided Mar-a-Lago, which means the likelihood of the plan being, let's go get Trump on this first and make a big deal out of it, and then we can turn in Joe Biden's and make it seem like, oh, we're just trying to be on the up and up. We're just trying to do the right thing. We found these documents and we want to give them to you so that we can make Donald Trump look worse. I can't see any other possible reason for them knowing Joe had them, raiding Mar-a-Lago in the manner that they did, and then all of a sudden voluntarily turning them over like they're the good guys. And now I am sure America is very shocked to hear Joe Biden's cleared of all charges, all wrongdoing ever in life, I think. He's never done anything wrong.
Well, I'm not shocked because if you saw, he recently had a speech where he said Gavin Newsom would become a great president. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, he did say that. And I don't know if it's a Freudian slip, but Patrick Bet-David posted that Gavin Newsom's chance to become president went from 44-1 to 12-1. So the gambling odds have increased in Gavin's favor. So with all that being said, is I think Joe Biden realizes that, you know, the writing is on the wall. He's not going to run again. And as long as he doesn't run again, they probably won't prosecute him for his war crimes or, you know, giving classified documents. So I think he realizes he's going to play ball. But I think if he didn't play ball and he kept trying to push the envelope and say, I want to run again, I think they would have had to have used some sort of legal reasoning to get him not to run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think both of you guys know my politics. You definitely know my politics. My politics is basically the government suck.
Yeah.
And any form of government always ends up just sucking.
Mm-hmm.
And it really hits a tipping point once that government is so blatant in how they really feel about the people that they're supposed to govern over. That's usually when bad things happen for that government. I have never seen it so blatant in my entire life right now. And now I'm getting to be kind of an old man. It's insane. I've never seen the Department of Justice, FBI, any other three-letter agency so weaponized against the people than it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't. They're going after a former president. They're making him a criminal. Does anybody even know how many indictments are in how many other states at this point? Do we even know? Is it 4, 5? I don't know. I've lost count.
Oh, in how many different states?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is 4.
And it's only gonna snowball. I mean, I don't expect it to stop now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just absolutely amazing. But not only are they weaponized against the people and a former president, which shows that they'll do that to you if they'll do that to someone like him.
Right.
But giving that family and that man the pass in the way that they have, there's some people that are cheering it and they're laughing at it. But there's a lot of people, I think regular people, like you were talking about the rest of us kind of in the middle, mm-hmm. they're like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Like, this has got to stop at some point. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going to break that wheel. I don't know. But they're creating a monster right now. The people on the left are creating a monster. I don't know what that monster looks like, but they are creating it.
And it's not, I mean, it's not just, you're right about Joe Biden, but it's not just Joe Biden. Go back to the first story that we talked about, which was all of these insurrectionists that were trying to, you know, barge their way into this building, that the House office buildings had to go on lockdown because of these people. I don't think, I will correct myself if I am wrong, if I am mistaken. I do not think that any of these people are going to be not given due process and be thrown into prison to wait for some of the J6ers are still there and still have not received their due process. I would think that they're not going to throw them into solitary confinement on some bogus charge. I would imagine these protesters are going to be treated much differently, similarly to the Black Lives Matter protesters in the Summer of Love, Antifa, all of those other people who apparently can burn down buildings and everything's fine and they get their charges dropped, but you dare wear a red hat and put your feet up on Nancy Pelosi's desk and they'll throw you away in prison for the rest of your life. I mean, that's the state of things, to your point. That's the state of things.
Sorry. Well, and don't forget, they literally found cocaine in the White House. Yeah. They don't even charge anybody like, oh, we don't know whose cocaine that is. Sure, bud.
Yeah.
Right. Go ahead, Jason.
No, and to your point, you know, bringing up the, you know, these, you know, Palestine protesters, those are the kinds of people, the ones that are, I think are completely uninformed. I don't believe half of them, I don't believe 75% of them actually know what they're there protesting. Mm-hmm. They just hear the words life and they're like, yeah, I'm for life. Let's get, you know, violent or whatever. They're the ones that are, in the end, have been the useful idiots. They will continue to do stuff like this. And once that monster that is created mm-hmm. that I told you about, they'll be the first ones to get turned on.
Yep.
The very first ones.
Yep.
And all throughout history and, you know, tyrannical authoritarian governments, it's violent when it turns back against the people that were the useful idiots for them.
Yeah. So I want to get to one more thing here, if we have time. So Joe Biden, you know, of course, we covered on the show yesterday in San Francisco. They had everything decked out. It looked like you were driving down downtown in China because it was just Chinese flags everywhere you went. They wanted to give a warm welcome to, of course, the CCP dictator, Xi Jinping. Ooh. I said dictator, because you're not supposed to call him that. You know, Joe Biden, there's downtown San Francisco yesterday. Very, very warm welcome to a human rights abuser. And apparently, Joe Biden was still feeling heat for calling Xi Jinping a dictator back in June. And, well, you guys are going to be really shocked to hear that he screwed that up again. He screwed that up again yesterday. Watch.
President, after today, would you still refer to President Xi as a dictator? This is a term that you used earlier this year.
Well, look, he is. I mean, he's a dictator in the sense that he is a guy who runs a country that is a communist country that is based on a form of government totally different than ours.
And that was, of course, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, as Joe Biden is saying, yes, he is. And Blinken's like, ah. Oh. Shit.
Yeah. His face says it all in that video.
He's so mad.
The funny thing is, I don't think that would piss Xi off at all, being called. I don't think he'd mind about that.
Yeah. Why would he?
Nah, he
isn't
would.
Isn't that the point?
He would bask in it. Yeah, that's what he is.
That's kind of the point.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. Well, Blinken seems to think that that's going to cost him a lot more conversations.
Well, maybe it would cost him a little more pain here, you know, for being so friendly towards the dictator, you know, just coming out and saying it, you know, yes, we know he oppresses his people. Yes, we know he has, you know, Muslim, you know, concentration camps you know, in his country.
So I know we got to go to break in a second, but obviously the meeting was to try to further friendly relations with China. I know Biden said that they talked about curtailing the export of pill presses and fentanyl-related compounds. I want to get y'all's opinion on should we really be cozying up to China? I mean, I realize you have to have a civil relationship with certain countries, but do we really need to be doing their bidding? Do we really need to be inviting him here? Do we really need to be decking out all of the streets in flags of China when you're talking about a country that unleashed what they are saying is like the deadly pandemic that made us shut all of our homes down, shut all our businesses down, lose all of this money, destroy the economy. That did come from China, and they're doing a lot more when it comes to, of course, fentanyl. Do we really need to be inviting them here so friendly?
Well, Business Insider's a terrible rag, but I was reading about it, and they talked to a top military official and a military insider. And he asked them, if we went to a war with China, can we totally decouple from China because we get so much stuff from them?
Yeah.
And they said, no, even though America produces a lot of weapons, we need them for ammunition. Mm-hmm. We literally need them for bullets. So I don't know how we're going to fight.
I mean, that's so screwed
so
up.
So stupid.
How have we put ourselves in that position?
I mean, so I don't know how we're going to fight a war against people that we need stuff from. So I think it would be best to be friends with them.
Well, I'm not saying I want to go to war with them. I'm just saying, like, I feel like there's a certain,
no, they're terrible.
There's a certain level of like
camps.
Maintaining a civil yeah. relationship rather than like, let's get friendly.
Well, no, it shouldn't be friendly. It should be transactional. So
right.
exactly how Trump
right
you know,
exactly
it, basically it's, yeah. it's a business transaction.
Yes,
but the companies are just much larger.
Yeah. Right,
and that really should be the relations for every country.
Yeah. I agree.
When you step outside of that, that's when you kind of get into the murky of, oh, we need to protect our interests here. Oh, they're our friends, so we should go run in and help them.
Right.
Countries don't really have friends. They have yeah. temporary business partners.
Yeah, that's
and,
a great point.
And let's just be real. Right. I mean, he talked about the pill press. I mean, the fentanyl crisis that's happening at our southern border, China's hands are directly involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they should be held accountable for that.
Yeah. All right, we got to take a quick break. First, we want to thank our sponsor, MyBookie. So, if you like to bet, I don't know, betting on your favorite sports teams, it can be fun and it can even be profitable if you actually know what you're doing. And that is where a good sports book can come in really, really handy. But you need to make sure that you're choosing the right one, especially when it's your money on the line. And we're in Joe Biden's economy, okay? So you need to choose a trusted sports book that gives you the tools to win, like MyBookie. It's not going to matter if your team's up or down. You can easily cash out or bet the game live to make sure that you come out on the winning side. You can use MyBookie for a daily odds boost, same game parlays, and take advantage of huge prize pool contests. Do you bet?
Yeah.
Do you?
Terrible. Do not gamble. But if you do gamble, use MyBookie. And I do use MyBookie. They are good. But the parlays are fun. Low stakes. They have some really great stuff, really great odds on, like, futures bets. So you bet, like, $5 to the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl, and you can win, like, $1,000. So bets like that are fun.
Yeah.
I like MyBookie. I'm not a degenerate gambler. You shouldn't be one either, but it is fun to play and gamble.
Yeah. So make sure that you can use promo code NEWS on your first deposit. You can receive up to $200 in cash with promo code NEWS. By the way, you can try the MyBookie money bag to grab a potential Super Bowl front runner at long shot odds over at mybookie.com, promo code NEWS.
And do that right now because the Super Bowl is going to be right around the corner. So make those bets now. MyBookie.
I'm going to throw another shocker at you guys. You're never going to believe this, okay? An Oxford University-backed study suggested that COVID lockdowns were no more effective at controlling the pandemic than the Swedish style, allowing people to just live their lives and adapt their own behavior. Are you guys, again, there's no audible gasps.
No, I'm not surprised.
Table. I can't breathe this show.
No, I have to yell this from the rooftops. Nigeria had a lower COVID death rate than America, okay? So Nigeria handled it better than America. That's all you need to know. When the government gets involved, they're going to mess it up. So they can't even build wells. They have to have Mr. Beast build all the wells in Nigeria. But yet they can handle COVID. Give me a break. So obviously the more intervention, the less results we got.
So this is this was the confirmed COVID-19 deaths in the UK and in Sweden, which, by the way, I still... I don't know, confirmed COVID-19 deaths, I still doubt.
Comorbidities, da-da-da-da-da.
I mean, well, also, I remember one that we talked about that it was some guy who, like, got decapitated or something that was...
tested positive, and so they claimed his
death. That's a COVID-19 death, so stuff like that. It's like, I don't even trust any of the numbers, but what I can tell you is what I have been telling you since 2020, which is... none of the government shutdowns are going to work. They're not. This is not going to be any better than the way that Sweden's doing it. And it turns out that we were right all along. And I will never stop saying that. Was there anything that we got wrong during COVID, Jason?
that we got wrong?
Yeah, nothing.
Anything we got right? I don't think we got anything right.
We got, no, us, here at this table.
Oh, no, we called it 100%.
Everything.
Yeah. From day one.
From day freaking one, we sat here at this table and talked about there's no way that that lab that is a couple miles from where they're claiming that this was from bat soup, there's no way that that lab was not involved. Day effing one.
When it was dangerous to do so.
Yes. Yeah. Day freaking one. We talked about the differences with Sweden, and we talked about the Swedish style approach, and we talked about the fact that you cannot, you're never going to get to zero COVID. You're never, that's not humanly, we talked about all of this. Masks don't work. We talked about all of it. I don't know how many bleeps you're going to have to hear, YouTube. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this on YouTube anymore. We talked about literally, we called all of this with a 100% success rate. It is so freaking annoying to hear like, oh, Oxford University finally realized the things that we've been saying all along. Cool.
You know what's crazy is, you guys know about that war game they did the like a few months before the pandemic, the Event 201 war game?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I had to, so we did a full show on that. And so I watched the entire thing. And it was really weird watching it post-pandemic because everything that the experts were saying was exactly opposite of what they ended up doing during the pandemic. So for instance, some examples. They said, we cannot shut down travel to countries. They said, specifically, do not shut down travel to countries. We have to make ensure that supply chains keep going and people actually continue to travel and not destroy economies. Then they said, oh, and by the way, on the economies, we cannot let local cities and governments shut down their cities. They have to be able to freely go out. Shops have to remain open. It's got to be done in a way to where that does not happen because we cannot. I think they said double down on the bad.
Yeah.
So bad being the whatever virus is out there. Destroyed economy was the double down. They completely did the exact opposite. That right there tells you that there was an agenda going on.
Yeah.
There was something else going on. Big government is pretty much what the something else was.
Right.
But I mean, it's just absolutely, you know, I have friends now. There's another, I think there's another wave of COVID going around because
there
I have,
is. Like there's all, going around.
All my friends have it. I have tons of family members that all
stop
have it.
Stop testing!
And what's so funny, it's what's so hilarious is I'm talking to them on the phone, like, you don't sound that bad. And he's like, I feel like I have allergies or maybe kind of like a light cold.
Which is why stop freaking testing.
How quickly would we have gotten to that though?
If I know.
We wouldn't have done all that.
Which is what the whole Swedish approach was.
And this I had to make this point. Some people did get things wrong. They said, oh, you know, this and that. MERS, Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome, SARS, acute respiratory syndrome. We've had respiratory syndromes for decades before this.
Yes.
But we decided to make this one the boogeyman, and that was the biggest issue. And obviously now, like I said, everybody's sick, but nobody's that sick.
Right.
Because we get immune to it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, okay. We gotta take another quick break, but we want to thank our sponsor, Liver Health. So you may not have heard about the Liver Health formula, or you may have heard about it not just on my show, but also HGTV, Fox News, Newsmax, Food Network, a whole bunch of other places. They've already helped more than 2.6 million people with their products. And it's not surprising that Liver Health formula is so popular. If you were to add up all the residents of Arizona, Virginia, Florida, and Texas, you would still not get the 100 million Americans that have a sluggish, fatty liver that makes people gain weight. You might experience fatigue, brain fog, whatever. So if you're suffering from anything like low energy, brain fog, unexplained extra flab, try Liver Health formula. It's an all-natural supplement. It's packed with clinically proven botanicals to help you recharge and protect your liver. Also, if you drink tequila and wine like me, you really should get it. And only on Blaze, you can get the best offer they have on the whole internet. With your order, you're going to get a free bottle of blood sugar formula, and you're going to get a 64% discount in total over at getliverhelp.com/news. I take this stuff, guys. All right, let's look after ourselves. Getliverhelp.com/news. All right, like I said, I'm not gonna be here tomorrow. My apologies. I am going to go see my little boy's Thanksgiving program though, so that should be a blast. And I didn't mean that. That sounded like I was being sarcastic. I didn't mean it like that. And I am actually excited. That's why I'm not gonna be here. But I wanted to remind everyone, if you guys haven't seen, Alex actually had the viral plane lady on his show.
Tiffany Gomez.
And I don't want to ruin anything. Well, I don't want to ruin anything, but I'll just say there was a development.
There were sparks flying.
There was a development. Will we see her again on the show?
Yeah, she wants to be like the plane expert, that's what she said.
Okay.
Yeah, there's always plane
content. Everyone needs one.
Yeah, I know.
So make sure you go check that out on Primetime with Alex Stein's YouTube. We'll see you Monday.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.